Hi, and welcome to another podcast in the XBRL US series about sessions at our 2009 National Conference, Financial Reporting, Advancing Transparency, and Transforming the Dialogue in New York City on November 17th and 18th. I'm David Torriello, Vice President of Member Services for XBRL US, and with me today is Mike Schlanger. Mike is Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Merrill Corporation. Mike is also on the Board of Directors for XBRL US. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Mike is the moderator and a participant on the panel session, Lessons Learned from Public Company Financial Executives, U.S. GAAP Reporting in XBRL. That session's held on Wednesday, November 18th. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be covered in the session?
Sure, David. We are going to walk through some of the examples and work that was done to prepare for this mandate. For many companies, this started over a year ago, and we're going to be having some company representatives talk about their strategy and their plan, and then the lessons they learned and the challenges they had to get ready for the filing.
Right.
And then in the course of that, we'll also cover what are the best practices, what are some of the worst practices, and then some of the results that were realized through this effort.
Great. And who's on the panel with you?
Well, I'm being joined by Dan Del Monte from Constellation Energy Group. We have another public company that we're looking to fill a slot. So we'll have two companies that have gone through the process and have good stories to tell. And I'm also being joined by John Turner, who's the CEO of Core Filings, and he'll talk about some of the validation issues, best practices, worst practices. And so we'll get both from the issuer standpoint, how they accomplished what they did, and then we'll have a critical view of some of the things that are popping up as good and bad in that process. And I'll also be talking from the standpoint of a company that helped prepare these companies get filed and get ready. And so it should be a very dynamic session.
Excellent. Sounds like you'd be looking at it from a number of different angles. We'll continue to update our website as your panelists come on. Can you speak a little bit to the question of why this is an important topic for preparers, IR professionals, investors, and analysts?
Well, from the preparer standpoint, I think that one of the most important lessons in that first group was, as simple as some of the work seems to be to prepare, many of the issuers in the course of making preparations found that there was a very steep learning curve and they needed additional help or more time than originally anticipated. So from any company in the audience, it's important to listen, as especially the second and the third groups are getting ready to come in, so they can learn from the first group about what to do and what not to do. From the standpoint of investors, analysts, investor relation professionals, they'll get a feel for the challenges of getting things done and also be able to get some insights into the quality of the filings. Because as of right now, I think everyone agrees that the quality was better than anticipated, but there's tremendous room for improvement with a whole group of filers. And if we're going to have the analysts and the investors use this format to make investment decisions, it's important they understand some of the gaps that exist right now that need to be closed going forward.
Great. It sounds like there are a number of critical takeaways for all audiences. Is there any one central concept or notion?
Well, as one of the companies that will be on the podium will talk about his own experience, the most critical takeaway from a company preparing for this is give yourself enough time, plan ahead, plan, and practice, because it's something that you'll benefit from at the point that you're actually executing a live filing.
That's great. Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate it. You can find out more about our conference by visiting conference.xbrl.us or the XBRL US website, xbrl.us. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you.